Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my dudes? PSA Hip Hop, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Once again, I want to say RIP to the little brother, XXX, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm waiting for the homie to call in right now. Talk to my man right here from Brooklyn. Y'all already know what it is, man. Crown Heights, to be specific, man. Love talking to this brother, man. Let me get him in right now, man. Glue, what up?
Yo.
What's poppin'?
Yo, it's good. The gloat. The gloat is in the building. What's poppin'?
Gloat, before we go into this meats and potatoes of what we want to talk about, man, I just want to get your take as an OG also in these Brooklyn streets. I want to get your take
on
the young brother.
You know what? Yeah, I wanted to say something about that, definitely.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to XXXTentacion.
Yeah, man.
20 years old. You know, I came in to knowing about him by, you know, my son. One of my sons is, you know, he's pretty grown. And I asked him, you know, who you be listening to? I know who I be playing for you, but, you know, who's out there that you be listening to? And he played me a couple of his joints. And I was like, oh, this dude is kind of wild, but, you know, I like some of his stuff.
Right.
And, you know, as I got to see more of him and, like, you know, and hip-hop news and all that stuff, it seemed like he was the type of person that would speak his mind against, you know, whatever he thought was negative or wasn't positive or whatever. And it's sad, man. It's sad.
Very sad, man. Especially me and you, man. We got teenage boys. My son 15, you know what I mean? I got a 20-year-old daughter, my nigga. Like, I guess at my age, man, when I be seeing shit like this, it really hits home now. More compared to when I was in the streets out here in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? It hits home now when you start creeping into your early 40s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not even 40 yet, bro. Don't throw that on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking my time, man. It's gonna be a little while. And then I'll meet you on the other side, bro. I'll meet you
on the other side, though.
I'll tell you. We part. We got to about this.
But I will say, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up, and you know he's going out a legend. He's definitely going out a legend. I know that's not something that he might have wanted, his family wanted, but
right.
You know, he did so much in his life, and it's in the 20 years that he had that the world will notice his presence in this. You know what I mean?
And I think that's before we wrap it up.
I try to look at things for the most positive side of shit, you know what I mean? And I can say, you know, you got to tip your hat off to somebody like him. Because there's a lot of people that, when you're gone, ain't too many people going to miss you. Ain't too many people because you didn't do much with your life when you was here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever gift you had, you didn't put them to use. Yeah. But I don't want people to get the wrong, leave on that note. I'm just saying, like,
right.
when you see a young brother like that, and he was willing to use his gifts, he's willing to speak to the world, he was willing to try to change things. You gotta salute that, man. You gotta salute that because there's not many people out there. You know what I mean? Most of the world nowadays is trolls. You know what I mean? They're just watching other people live out their life and trying to shit on them to make themselves feel better. But this dude, at 20 years old, made a huge impact. You know what I mean? And I salute him. I salute him. Absolutely. It's sad, you know, rest in peace. You know, I'm sure his family didn't want it to be like that, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
What do you think about Tekashi 6ix9ine? What do you think is going through his mind right now when he's seeing all this right now?
Oh, man, I love that dude, man. I love that dude, bro. I love that dude.
You love him, man, Let me tell you something.
People said a lot of stuff about this kid when he first, like, really started getting popping. I got a lot of DMs like, yo, how is Brooklyn allowing this and this, that, and the third. I'm like, yo, let's get this dude some time. You know what I mean? But again, he's a dude that he's making his presence felt. He's putting his life to use. You know what I mean? Now, he spends a lot of time trolling, but he still got that Brooklyn attitude. Like, you're just not going to tell me I can't do something. You know what I mean?
It's a little
that
reckless,
still
though,
resonates
man. It's a little reckless, though.
It's
a little reckless.
Oh, no, it's reckless. You know, when I first like, you know, came into battle rap, you know, I was reckless like that. You know what I mean? But it made me...
Yeah, but, man, the difference between you and him, hold on, man, the difference between you and Tekashi is you a street nigga. He got to pay goons. I'm just being real, man.
But this is what I'm saying, bro. It's not a muscle game no more, bro. It's not.
Right.
It's a brain game. He's playing a brain game. He's playing it very well. You dig what I'm saying? You look at supervillains. There were supervillains that could bust through the wall and fuck shit up. And then there were supervillains that was just smart.
True, you know what I mean?
Like Luthor. Lex Luthor wasn't no super strong nigga. Like, Superman could have killed his ass with, like, his pinky finger. But that nigga was just smart. You know what I mean?
Word.
So, I give it up to what I think he's thinking right now. I honestly think he's either thinking of, you know, he's definitely remorseful. I've seen some of the clips or whatever, but I got a feeling he might troll out of this shit too, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I do think he's realizing, like, damn, this dude is gone. This dude that used to hit my phone and all that shit, like, he's gone. Maybe I should chill. You know what I mean? But,
right.
Again, he's from Brooklyn, so we'll see what happens a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now. We'll see, you know, if whatever feeling he has right now is permanent. You know what I mean?
All right, my nigga. Let's go here, man. My nigga, yeah. I'm not saying this because you on the show. I'm listening to the whole hour and something change of Pop Juice. First of all, I wouldn't even say this. If I don't like niggas' music, this is how I move, man. If I don't like a nigga's music, I won't even talk about it. My nigga, I am very highly impressed. I got to keep it real, brother. From the production, from the content, from where you are bringing, I felt this project, Pac Juice, is you brought the battle rap to the studio, if that makes any sense to you at all, compared to when you do 3 rounds and 9 minutes of battling somebody. Am I right on that?
I'd agree with you. I'd agree with a lot more. You listen, you know, you listen to the whole project. You know, there's a lot more than what you hear in battle rap in there. But here's the funny thing about this project, bro. All
right.
When I decided to make Pac Juice, I thought that I was making a project. I thought I was making an album. I thought I was making a mixtape. I thought I was making it. Period. 5 years later, this shit has been making itself throughout the years.
Is this your best project you did, though?
Because you got projects.
I would say yes.
Summer Madness 1. You know what I mean?
I'd say from ACMD 1, 2, 3, ACMD Reloaded. I would say yes because the other joints, they was like, you know, I hit the studio. I knew, okay, I need this type of joint. I need that type of joint. This shit is totally different, bro. These songs was recorded within the 5 years at specific times that just lined up perfectly to the point where when I was looking at the order, like, yo, I'm going to put this shit out, man. I started looking at the order. I was like, yo, hold on. And I looked, and I, like, figured out, like, okay, I made this before this, I made this before this, I made this at this time. I was like, yo, if I could just show people what time it was at the time when I made this song, then I said, wait a minute. My last 5 years is on YouTube. Let me go look this shit up. Looked it up, interviews, everything. And I just started to piece the whole thing together, and I was like, yo, you know what? Yeah, this project was making itself, bro. It was making itself.
So you're saying it took you how long to get beats, to get those choruses?
These are songs that I recorded within the five years.
Wow.
This is not, I hit the studio and I knocked out these three joints. I got mad other shit that was supposed to be on this project. Mad other shit. But it didn't have nothing to do with what was actually going on. The joints, I said to be fair to having a name like Pac Juice, I got to make this shit real. And I always said that from the beginning. And I didn't realize what I called upon myself. You know what I'm saying? So all the drama and everything that I went through, every time I expressed that in a record, I took it and I just threw it in a placement for the list. And I put a timeline around it to show you what was going on, why I wrote this record. You know what I mean?
Word.
When I got banned from Smack, I made the Love's on the Way joint. Where I was like, yo, I put in work, show me love. I'm just saying. Like, everybody was hating me at the time. You know what I mean? Not everybody. Half a gang, you know, half a gang ride with me regardless. Half a gang, y'all, they love the globe. But around the time the disaster shit happened and Charlamagne the God was going in on me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like calling him the God, but Charlamagne was going in on me. And the Hollow shit, how I felt about that, mm-hmm. what was going on, the interviews and this, that, and the third, but all those records was geared around a life situation up until the last joint, When the Lights Go Down. That's when I was out in Toronto, and, you know, me and Bishop in the studio, and, you know, my man Jimmy the Dealer, he plays the beat, and I'm listening to it, and Bishop came up with this hook, and I was like, oh, this is a song about standing up, about your legacy, about what you're going to leave behind. And I said, oh, okay, boom. I wrote the verses, and the verses like, you know, I keep my dreams in the front of my mind. No one was there when I wanted to grind. Fuck it, I make it, they jump in the line. Some want you to fly, some want you to die. My nigga, we seen this shit hundreds of times. When the sun doesn't shine, you got to shine because you're one of a kind. And that was my attitude to get back to the, like, you know, I was supposed to be out of battle rap a long time ago,
yes.
bro. My shit was supposed to be over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have been. It don't make sense that I'm out here 3 for 3 and about to do this shit
again.
Real
math. You do have 9 lives, my nigga.
bro. But the attitude. But that's the attitude. That's why I made that song last. That's the attitude that I had to have to get back. Like, fuck it. If there's two people still fucking with me, I got a chance. If I'm still breathing, I woke up, I got a chance.
Some of these beats are soulful. Hold on, my nigga. Some of these beats are soulful. Who did the majority of these beats, though? Because the production, I might even get to the bars for a second. Let's talk about the production. Who are some of the producers you work with? Because
I'm
going to
be
beats,
straight
my
up.
Nigga, are kind of
there's different producers
different
on it. There's different,
and Kanye
there's different producers on it, but none of them did more than 2 joints.
Okay.
I got Incomplete Beats on there. I got Jay Glaze on there. He did the whole last ACMD 3 joint. I got Jimmy the Dealer on there. I got, like, it's a long list, bro. It's a long list, but nobody did more than 2 joints.
I have a problem, though, sir. I have a problem.
What's
here's the problem. How do you drop a tape like this, which is dope, but niggas like me, the consumers, who want to know the name of the songs. Like, I have to know the name of the songs because it's the same hook that you might have on a different song.
You gotta go on iTunes for that. You gotta go on Tidal for that. You gotta go on iTunes, Tidal. I put it on YouTube for the people that been waiting for it. But if you want to know the titles and the track listing, you gotta go on iTunes.
Right.
You gotta go on Tidal. Whatever you stream your music on, it's on.
I have Tidal. Okay, I have Tidal.
Yeah, it's on
Tidal.
Boom. There you go.
Now,
and you'll see the whole track listing. But I did that because I also did that because I wanted people to play it from beginning to end.
And
I wanted them to understand what I was doing.
I took my time and listened to 1 hour and 5 minutes of Pac Juice, right? And I'm going to go to the second song. Let's go right to the second song. I believe it's called Riverside.
Riverside, word.
Now, you niggas that never watch Juice, you know, Pac Juice.
I swear I try to be a better father. I swear, the flow on it was like, I swear I try to be a better father. Baby mama
treat
a nigga like
I
never
nigga like I never bother. She put it in her head.
She put it in her head that
I
ain't never
wanna. Come
made
on,
a daughter off
of
Hennessy and marijuana. And a son, too. I don't need to undo. Looking in my kids' eyes, you'd be sprung, too. Shit, you can hate me if you want to. I bet your life we still fucking when I come through. Now, how a thug do, a bitch would be your visine. Now, that shit right there, okay, it's what people don't know. It's what people don't know. I went through something with my baby moms. And
we all do.
She disappeared with my kid, right? Wasn't no violence. I didn't put my hands on her. Nothing like that. Nothing. We ain't had that type of relationship. It was love or it was cut. Love or cut. And her being who she was, she packed up and disappeared. And I spent a summer looking for her. And after I didn't find her, I came back to New York and I battled serious drugs.
Wow.
That's why that song is right there.
Well, you
know
what's ill, though? You know what's ill? Because you go into the third song, you start talking about Sirius Jones. It's funny how you set that up, though, how Riverside
goes into the skits. No fuck given. And I'm telling you, bro, this project, I don't know what it is. It's Ghost of Tupac. This nigga said, oh, you ain't going to make just anything with my name attached to it, nigga. Nah, you're going to have to go through some shit. You're going to have to go through some shit if you going to make something with my name attached to it, nigga. This shit going to be your realest shit ever, nigga. And if you try to make a part two, you might not live, nigga. Don't do it. Just do this shit.
Is it? Let me ask you. Is it therapeutic for you to make songs like that, though?
Oh, it
to
is.
Open up like that.
It's super therapeutic to open up because, like I said on this project, it's not a lot of bars. There's bars in there, but a lot of it is real life.
Introspective.
And getting back
a lot of
people. It's like, right. And somebody would take like 2, 3, 4 bars and just DM me and be like, yo, when you said this on this project, bro, you hit me right here. Yo, bro, when you said this, oh, my God, I'm going through that right now. Yo, bro, when you said this, yo, I needed to hear this. And I'm like, wow, shit crazy. Shit crazy.
Now, on track 3 of No Fucks Given, I think you do a visual for this particular song. A video.
Right.
Crown Heights nigga with a skill grip. Yeah, we're going to need a visual for that particular song. Is this your best project, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'd say so. In my opinion, yes, because it's an open book. Like, I be sweating, man. Like, there's certain joints on there. Like, shit's so real. Like, I be wondering if certain people will hear it and understand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, there's a song on there about
Don't go fast, though, because I want to go in order. There's a song there, right, with Smack's voice, the intro to the song, and then the beat is mad soulful. It has an ill sample of a chick singing on there, and the second
that's
verse you're talking about battle rap and being on stage and all that.
Right. That's how I felt at the time. All right, cool. So, look, that was around the time the punch happened. Smack said he didn't know, like, I mean, at first, it was like, you know, people was deliberating on what was going to happen. And, you know, I figured I was going to be off URL for a little while. But when he said he don't know if he could ever do it, I was like, damn. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this battle shit, man. This is how I feel about this shit. So the second verse is like, being from Smack, because I'm the wildest. They don't understand my style is from the violence. The low-income houses. Cops drag you out of your home in your trousers, trying to pound us. Clouds is over our heads. They trying to clown us. Battle rap niggas on stage. They trying to clown us. Like, the shit I'm going through in real life, then I got to stand on the stage and have some dude that I know ain't got the same street credit as me clown me. Like, that's how I felt at the time. I was like, man, fuck this shit, bro. Fuck this shit, bro. Whenever I rap, I need talent. Standing in front of these cowards just seem childish. That's how I felt at the time.
But when you bring in the skits and the old interviews and all that, aren't you opening up old wounds to people that, you know, you might have
the beef.
I mean, what was I supposed
settled,
to do, bro?
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, would you have advised me to not do it? Would you
not
have said,
all.
You know what?
You did it.
Nah, them songs, nah, toss them shits away, bro. It's old. Nah, nah. Great music came out of that shit. Great music came
fact.
Out of it.
That's a fact.
And that's
right.
all I wanted to express. That's all I really wanted to express is like, this was life. This is the song that it made. This was life. This was the song that it made. You know what I mean?
Right. Another song you had, it had the Street Dream sample on there. Am I right on that? When you was talking
Street
about
Dreams,
Shorty?
Not Street Dreams. The Message.
The Message, pardon me, The Message. It had that
right.
sample on there.
Actually,
I think
it's
called
the same
Fuck
name.
With a Nigga.
Nah. No, that's
that's the next song, I think.
If you're talking about the Shorty joint, that's the Message.
Yeah,
that's the chick I met in a 40-40. Around
oh,
that
that's
time.
Some true story
we
shit?
Yeah, a little thing going. That, bro, the whole shit is true. The whole shit is true, bro.
But you know, you a rapper.
Bro,
so shit,
I really like
a little bit.
I'm not going to say no names, but a football player was trying to bag her. And I said,
wow.
Nah, I ain't letting this slide. And I pushed the nigga out. I said, part me, fam. And I pushed the nigga on his chest, picked her
some
up,
Brooklyn
and
shit.
Walked away with her.
Some Brooklyn shit.
And I said, she said I'm crazy, but not put me down. She didn't tell me to put her down. She let me walk away with her. Smiled in my face like she could see me in the pussy now. Like, son, the whole shit real, bro. The whole shit real.
Wow.
The whole shit real.
And then on the other song, I think that's the song, the next song I was talking about, I think it's called Fuck With A Nigga. You talk about a disaster
nigga
situation.
Like me. Yeah.
The scared
yeah.
to come to the East Coast type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I said, just to get a pass, made your own man steal on you, nigga, because he know I got steal for you niggas. And a skit that you hear after that is when Daylight supposedly went and popped on Disaster so he could be good in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yo, these skits on here are, you took skits to a no meaning, my nigga. I like how you incorporated all the battle rap skits and incorporate on the tape, though. We've never seen that done before. So if a nigga start doing that, that was really the first thing I had put that on every song in the intro, a skit of battle rap before you go into a song.
But I don't think that anybody else could do that because you got to have a certain level of drama for it to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
You
true.
Know what I mean? Like, if somebody go do it, it's cool, but it's going to be like interviews about this, interviews about that. It ain't going to be like Sway told me. Sway was like, yo, one day they're going to make a movie about you. And I thought about it, and I was like, yo, my, if they did make a movie about me, that shit would be lit, bro. That shit would be lit.
And there's another song, Ill Sample. I think there's One Brother on the Hook. That's when you flip the Lux Evil thing. You flip that, the Lux Evil thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So me and my man Blizzle Bless, he got two joints on there with me. He got the Lex Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he played Lex. I played Lex on what you call it, on Respect Life, and he played Jason. So we called it Lex Jason, right? And yeah, he's on the Doing My Music joint.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like me airing everything out, like Smack can't be mad at me. I came in catching casualties, but gradually it made these pussy niggas scared to battle me. Hit Jones, then I got banned, lost a salary, got jumped in L.A., and they gave a faggot Cassidy, but fuck that shit. I ain't looking for no pity. I'm just a real nigga who slept in the wrong city. I would have seen the signs if I gave it a thought, really, because the last disaster hanging with C's, we lost Biggie.
The song about you and Hollow's relationship, I want to say it did not feel like a diss record, in my opinion, and you highlighted that also in the song. It was like when Beanie Sigel's made a song to Jay-Z, right? He said it wasn't a diss record, it's a real record. And that's
right.
How I felt listening to this particular song. A lot of personal stuff you opened up about that we did not
but
know.
Just to clarify, I only talked about Hollow in the first verse. The second verse was about one of my homeboys that, like, he's original.
Yeah,
R&B.
But in the first verse, Hoffa, you did put a lot of out there in the first flow. You know what I mean?
No, no, no.
I put a lot more
to, in my opinion. The second verse was deeper, bro, because it was, If you was robbing, you know you could hit my bat phone. We catch a lick and then we dip and split it back home. Remember way out in the east, we left them cabs blown. Thinking about it, maybe one of them was taxed on. Who knows? Like, real shit. Real shit. Shit.
And then
you know what
the Tupac part you added to it was creative and, you know, and I know Pac is one of your favorite rappers, so it made sense how you incorporated Tupac at the end of the song. That made a lot of sense.
Exactly. Because what he was saying was exactly how I felt. And it's exactly what happened. Pac says in that interview, he says, you know, fear got stronger than love. And niggas did things they wasn't supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look at that situation as Hollow being cool with Disaster. I look at this situation like Hollow was out in L.A. and he was shook. So he was cool with Disaster.
Yeah, but my nigga, I just seen
you know what I mean?
I seen you on a Heavy Bags interview, man, and I seen them crying heights eyes, my nigga. Pause. You said the nigga was fooled, my nigga. Like, you know when you say shit like that, man.
Yeah, but that's some battle rap shit, bro. I don't know that shit. Like, it ain't.
I don't want y'all to battle, though. Can I say that, though?
I don't care if you wanted or not, bro. That's just something I want to do. You know what I mean?
But, man.
Like, I feel like.
The personals,
it's the battle rapper in me, bro. The personals. Let's be real. Because Hollow said some shit on fucking. Champion, and they ain't even check him on it. But like, let's be real. We never heard Hollow use personals before.
Yes, we have.
We haven't heard Hollow get personal with Arsenal. We haven't heard Hollow get personal with Joe.
It wasn't boys.
We haven't heard Hollow get like. But nah.
I'm
not gonna
hear
that.
When Hollow's in the fucking video, my nigga, come on. Were you with hands? Come on, son. Rocking the purple jacket. I remember you rocking the purple blue jacket. I remember
him and Disaster's boys. Him and Disaster's boys, they battle.
Not like, nah, son. You Hollow got a different relationship,
I ain't trying to hear
though,
that.
Son.
I ain't trying to hear
this
bro,
nigga not
bro,
trying
it's
to
not,
that,
man. It's not what it is, bro. If it's a different type of relationship, it should have warranted more respect. So it's not that. People make it seem like that now because of what I'm saying. But let's be real. If it was a different type of situation, it should have warranted respect. So whether you riding with, if you riding with Hollow, you got to know like, yo, I love Hollow as a battle rapper, but he's a shitty human being. You know what I'm saying? Like, is what it is. So
but
don't
I think
say
it's
the personals is why I don't want it to go this way and this, that, and the third. My nigga, like, if it was that deep, shit would have never happened. So now,
but man,
you fooled. We not team.
You
fooled.
Sitting there. But, Math, I can't see you sitting there listening to Hollow say some personal shit to you and you not making that face like, yo, shit can go less. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro,
saying?
Come on, man. The fuck I look like swinging on Hollow, bro?
No.
The fuck I look like swinging on? That's like me swinging
battle
on
rap emotions,
shit,
my nigga.
Bro.
Y'all niggas be emotional up there,
man.
That's
come
what I'm
on,
saying.
Son. Nah, don't hit
okay,
me with that.
Right.
Don't paint that on me, bro. Don't paint that on me. I done gave you enough information. I done gave you enough information to let you know where my mind was at in certain situations. And this is not one of them.
Right.
That's not one of them, bro. All right. It's not.
All right. Let me ask you this. Are you shocked that he doesn't want to battle you, though? Are you shocked? Because I'm not shocked.
Oh, hell no. I'm not shocked at all.
I'm not shocked at all.
It's the same deal. It's the same deal. But you got to understand, once I've seen certain things go down, when I say he fooled, I'm talking about a battle, but I'm looking at it overall. Like, overall, you fooled, nigga. You doing some funny shit out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the same way Arsenal felt like he could get that disrespectful with you, you fooled. That's the opinion. That is the general populace on you now. You're really fooled.
Oh, man. Another song you
but
asked.
But again, if it's about the bars, if it's about the skill, if it's about doing a situation that I mean, it's this. People love these type of matches. I know there's been Ill Mac and Thesaurus, which is a classic. You know what I mean? A-Verb Hitman, which is a classic.
That's it. That's it. Sugar
no,
Sir
no,
was
that's not it.
Rex and Shaw
was that's not it though. But that's not it. Would you say Charlie and Rex was well? That was a one-sided whole situation.
Rex got his ass rolled.
There was another one that was really good, bro.
Nah, son, you bugging.
Nah, I'm not.
Bugging,
I'm not. I'm not bugging. I was just thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
What, QP against QP?
Oh, Pat,
I don't know.
Pat and Pat and fucking Holohan.
Holohan?
Oh, this nigga.
Pat stayed in Holohan.
That nigga looking real salty in that battle. And you forget to add to the people, Math, that didn't watch that battle. Niggas look kind of salty in that battle between both opponents.
But was it not a good battle?
It was a good battle. Actually, it was a good battle.
Until Pat battled Arsenal, that was his highest being viewed battle.
Now,
for both of them.
Going back to the music right quick. You had another song in here that I was rocking with, my dude. It had like a Dear Mama 2018 feel to it, my G. Were you saluting Mom Duke?
Just keeping your head up.
Yes.
Keeping your head up.
So I just got to listen to the bars and
It's called Keeping Your Head Up.
Dope song,
Keeping Your Head Up.
That was a dope song,
bro.
And I'm going to hold you, Math. It's a dope project, son. I'm not going to front
you, sir.
See, I'm listening. I'm giving
you
I'm not bullshit. I fuck with it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You and A-Verb? I gotta do the knowledge on A-Verb shit too. I'm hearing good thoughts about
A-Verb
shit too.
Do that. Man. He makes some great shit, bro. He makes some great shit. So
let me step to the top. I'm gonna talk to the people. Please, my niggas, support Math, Hoffa's, Pop Juice. Y'all niggas will see niggas on there and be like, I don't wanna listen to Math. He just only battle rap. No, my niggas, no. Some of the brothers you gotta support, man. Surf makes good music out here. Sugar makes good music out here. Lux makes good music.
Say
Briz, Key Top. I support all these niggas.
Pop shoes.
No doubt. But support Pop Juice. This is a very good project. You can see Math took his time. And from the beat selections to the skits.
Like
to the
I
stuff
said,
he's talking
I did
about.
Not make this, bro. I did not make this project. It made itself. It made itself.
Yeah, Math, but you had to whip it up, though, my G.
Nah, I had to whip it up, but I don't know, man. Ghost of Tupac. Something, bro. Something was going on, bro. Something was going on, man.
Now, if you're looking for the aggressive Math Hoffa, there's songs on here that's aggressive. Like, there's one song towards the end. It got an ill beat. I don't know the name of that song. It's like the last song I want to say.
Coming up.
And
I think
you're
talking about coming up.
More than rapping. Your voice is mad chill.
Yes, Mom? No?
Hold on a second.
I think it's support Math Project, though, man. This shit is good music, my niggas. An hour and 5 minutes,
yeah.
I listen to every song.
Yeah.
Listenable. No gas station, no bullshit. This nigga got some good beats. Hooks is on point. This nigga's rhyming. Introspective Math. This nigga's on some other shit. On some 4-4.
It got a 4-4-4 kind of feel. Introspective. Digging his dirty laundry type shit. Letting you know how he feels about battle rap. This is a dope project, man.
Across the board, man.
Yeah. I mean, throughout the project, you feel like I take you through certain emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like how I went. Like the beginning of it is reckless, and it goes to the anger, and it goes to the resentfulness of like, you know, being loyal to certain people. You get the Love Changes joint, then you get the Dolo Man, where I'm like, you know, loyalty just don't exist no more. It's a trend. And people switch from trend to trend. You know what I mean?
True, that's a fact.
So
then I rediscovered.
What's up with Mickey Facts? Are you going on tour,
Mickey
Facts? The nigga said if Pac Juice was finished, you going on tour? What we doing, man?
Nah, it's happening. It's happening. You know I'm gonna make a cute word on that, man. But I ain't got to worry about Mickey. Mickey is straight up, dude. He'll do that.
The Bronx niggas, you got to watch him sometimes, though. You know what I mean?
Let me stop. Mickey, my nigga. Mickey, you know what it is, bro. You fast, man. For real.
Nah, Mickey straight up with it. And I'm kind of glad
be honest,
you made that bet with me.
Be honest. Now, I'm not just saying this because you're here, though. Like, if you listen to that project, like, are you proud of yourself, what you did?
It's weird to listen to for me because...
Really?
It's like... The interviews and everything, it's like, it takes me certain places. Even the song you was talking about, the Keeping Your Head Up, like, it took me back to my childhood, like, feeling like I wanted to get out of here, you know what I'm saying? Like, just having that motivation. But it's the message that I understand it. It's my story. It's my story. And if you can understand my story, this can help you with your story. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, it starts off reckless, and it goes through the anger and the resentfulness, and then it's like clarity. Like, let me shut my phone off for a second and just think about where I came from and how I got here and how grateful I should be. You know what I mean? And that's where the keeping your head up joint come in. Then after that, you know, I'm coming back up. Then I'm back on my hustler shit. You know what I'm saying? And then it's the lights go down. Like, will y'all remember me for all this shit that I went through with y'all? Will y'all remember this shit? Like, when I'm gone, are you going to play my shit? You know what I'm saying? And be like, yo, I remember when this happened, this, that, because everything comes with a story. And if you've been a battle rap fan, you know the story. Well, you know a little bit more when you listen to Pac Juice. You know what I mean?
Word.
So, battle rap, man. What are we doing? What's the next? What are we doing here? I wish you was in.
We going for three again.
We going for three again. Another batch of three.
We going for three again. Death comes in three. Part two.
Is Surf on the Radar or no?
You are that. I'm talking about that dude because I think it's corny. It's just, you know, it's corny. You know what I mean? It's corny.
You and John John seem to share the same sentiments, because when I asked John John about Surf, he kind of sounds like you, like, my nigga, it's whatever at this point. Like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we both gunning for two people. That's funny. Mm. We both kind of got two people in the radar that we after right now. You know what I mean? Me, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to say what I want to say. It's fucking battle rap. And to be honest, like, I'm disappointed by certain people who be like, yo, why are you chasing this fucking battle rap, bro?
Mm.
It's fucking battle rap. That's not how this shit started. Me and Rex went back and forth like a fucking year before we battled.
Mm.
And it was the most anticipated battle at that time. So don't talk to me about why you keep bringing up this nigga, or why you keep it seem like you chasing him, like you just need to nigga, fuck that. It's battle rap. I'm going to let y'all niggas know every time I can that these niggas are scared. And if a nigga get mad, do something about it. Do something about it.
Oh, man.
If you think it's bad now, after the next three W's, it's going to be even worse.
What you mean? In the sense of
it's
what?
It's going to be even worse. I'm going to be on niggas' heels, bro. I'm going to be on niggas' heels. Fuck that. Surf, you scared. Hollow, you scared. Y'all niggas scared of me. I got y'all niggas' numbers. If you don't believe it, if you feel like, oh, Hollow would 3-0 him, then add that nigga and say, why don't you just 3-0 math and prove me right?
I like that talk, man.
Why don't you just do it?
I like that talk, though. I ain't going to hold you, though. I like that talk, my brother. I ain't going to hold you, though. I do like that talk, though.
Saying. This what this shit was, like, all this friendly shit, like, niggas getting on the phone like, yo, what's up, son? Yo, you know, they got the next card coming up. Yeah. All right. So let's jump on Twitter and talk shit to each other. Yeah, let's do it. All right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here.
Hold on, man. Are you saying this transpires in battle rap? Is that what you're saying to us right now?
It definitely transpires, bro.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to say that the matchups don't be good or whatever, this, that, and the third. I'm just saying it has a different type of feeling. These type of matchups have a different type of feeling. Me and Surf went back and forth, talked shit to each other for years, bro. for years. When they welcomed me back into the building, URL, not a battle, but when I was welcomed back into the building, he was sitting on the edge of the stage and we did the same shit. So stop acting like, you know what I mean? Niggas be fronting, bro. Like, you went on Hot 97 and you talked about me for 10, 15 minutes.
I remember that a couple years ago. I remember that with Ebro. I do remember
you know
that.
Saying?
I don't forget about that.
So,
and you were back up there.
Acting like
you went up there
niggas
also.
Niggas be fronting.
Got your shit off also.
Niggas be fronting. And if it's a status thing, like, let's be real, man. Y'all niggas ain't been winning battles. Surf, you ain't been winning battles. My
I do
record, want to
see you surf.
And just for the record, if you look at my win-loss ratio, I say I probably got like five clear losses. And
five?
Almost 25. Let's point them out. Tell me who.
Let's go. Give me the five.
I say Calico.
Cal. All right.
Right. Pizza.
Okay.
Cal, the T-Top, Tony D, Show Off. And I don't even like counting the Show Off shit because there's just certain elements to that situation that was just like, whatever. But I'll count it. I'll throw it in there for the haters.
You should not have lost that battle. You should have not lost that battle.
Yeah, you're right. But everybody knows I was capable of winning that battle and every other battle.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to cut you off. Are you in a good space right now? You seem like you're in a good space right now.
No, I'm in a great space. I'm in a great space.
Great
I'm in
space.
A clean space.
Out of the air.
You know what I mean? I kind of came to the reality of control. I used to think I didn't have control over a lot of shit before. But I do. And I'm just realizing it. You know what I mean? It took a little while to like wipe the little hood mentality off of me. And it's still there as far as like handling shit, whatever. But it's different in a way where there ain't no invisible demons.
Let me ask you a question. When you was going through all this shit with Disaster and Sirius Jones, was there ever a party when you dole on you by yourself? Like, the regret comes into you in a sense? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, you could call me dolo, man. Because I'll be riding solo, man. It's on there, bro. Everything is on there.
That's a fact.
Right
That's
now,
fact.
I feel like fuck the world. They got me singing fuck the world. Bitch, I'm in my own zone. That's how I felt, bro. That's how I felt.
What kept you sane, though? Family, obviously. Your kids, you know, but what kept you?
Oh yeah, my kids.
I'm pretty sure there's been numerous times you've been like, fuck this shit. I'm done with battle rap. How many times you went through that phase?
Half a game. My extended family really held me down. And I say this all the time. You don't meet the hate in person. You meet the love, though. And just walking around thinking, yo, I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go get into something else. And just people stopping me in the street. Yo, Math, what up? Oh, shit. Yo, bro, we need you out here, bro. This shit ain't the same. Yo, I stopped watching battle rap because you ain't getting the battles that you want. I stopped watching this shit. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy. Like, people DMing me and sending me books, bro, books. Like, yo, son, we need you. We need you. You don't know what you represent to me. Fuck what you represent to the battle world. We don't know what you represent to me. You know what I mean? And it just reminded me who I was. Like, this is really who you are. All the hate and all that. Like, you know, I don't pay that shit no mind no more. Like, niggas be saying reckless, crazy shit. I just skim through it now. Like, I don't give it the energy that I used to. I used to absorb all that shit and just be a little hateful motherfucker.
I learned that shit too, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't, bro. Because at the end of the day, like, you can't be you can't take shit personal from people you're not personal with.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All the fans that took their time out to write like 5-6 paragraphs to me, email me, DM me, whatever, those are people who really have a personal connection to me. So I had to listen to that. All this other hate shit, like, a nigga could be mad at me just because his girl might like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Every time he watch my battle, you know, his girl will be looking funny at the screen or something. Like, you know, who knows, bro? Like, you know what I mean? So I think he don't like me, or he got punked before, or he just feels like he knows me and I'm some fake tough guy or some shit like that. Look, for me to go through whatever, like just acknowledging shit, there's not many individuals that would have went through all this shit and still been around or still been fucking functioning.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You got to be a tough nigga. You got to be a tough nigga to endure some of the shit you inflicted on and still deal with that, and some of the shit that you know what I mean? It goes hand in hand.
Fact.
So for you to deal with that, I got to commend you on that.
For all you niggas that might be like, yo, man, this nigga bad thing, he ain't like that. Nigga, I got to have some sort of mental toughness to be here. So cut it.
Let me ask you this. Let me get your Nomi predictions right quick, man. I want to get your take on this. Who you like between Goods and Tay Rock, man?
I can't pick a winner to that. I feel like on paper, Tay Rock's supposed to win. But I just learned not to sleep on Goods. You know what I mean? And I feel like I know the type of angles that he's going to take, and it could be angles that wins him the battle. You know what I'm saying? Because on a big stage, it's different. If there's a lot of people in that building, then bars are going to hit. But when you talk to people clearly, it's different. It's different. When people can follow what you're saying, it's refreshing. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Goods might be.
And Goods is a cat hard to beat too, though. But
yeah, well, like I said, Bambi is not supposed to win. Bambi is not supposed to win. However, I don't sleep on that nigga. I just don't. So I can't call that. I can't call it.
Right.
Just for the sake of saving my own credibility. You know what I'm saying? I can't call that.
All right. What you think about Nitty and Surf?
Nitty 3-0.
3-0, man?
3-0.
You ain't giving Surf a round, my nigga?
I'm not giving him a round, bro. He's whack.
Wow.
He's whack, bro. He's whack.
Surf is whack.
Outside
come on,
of,
man.
Outside of New York, let's look at it like this. Outside of New York,
right.
He don't win battles except for Bricks Belly. You know what I mean? But outside
well,
of New
I don't
York,
think his track record on the road is like yours, DNA, Clips. Like, you guys battle more frequently than Surf
well,
has.
I done been to other
on
countries.
Right.
I done been to countries that speak different languages and left with the W. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not outside of New York or the tri-state area. I have yet to see him, like, dominate. You know what I mean? With the exception of Bricks Belby, but that's like, you know.
But him getting out the joint,
whack,
him
but,
sitting down for a year, you don't think he has a lot to say, though?
Yeah, he might have got a lot of bars from niggas in jail, you know.
Oh, damn.
He might have did that. You know, I think the reason why I'm saying it is because Surf is not just battling Rum Nitty. If Rum Nitty is smart, he could get him out of there easy. Well, not easy. Let me not just take all the skill away from this
nigga. Easy, Smash, come on.
And let me not just take all the skill away from this nigga, but there's certain points to point out about this nigga that is an automatic L for him. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we heard
and
that. We heard of
then not only that.
Guns, how you got how you got the joint with gun straps and all that.
Not only that. I mean, it's much more than that. But I'm not gonna give it away because when that day come, bro, trust me, you gonna find out what they are. But
this nigga sitting on bars, what's up?
he's not just battling Rum Nitty. He's not just battling Rum Nitty. There's a couple niggas on the card that got something to say to this dude.
Sure.
So depending on the reaction that those get, then you don't know what kind of situation Rum and Surf gonna be. Now don't get it twisted. I feel like Rum sometimes on a big stage, he don't have the same appeal as the
Swiss. Yeah.
I'm hoping that he looks at his JC battles, and he looks at
He lost to John John though. His last battle.
But
he lost to John John. You know what I mean?
If he already had Surf locked in, bro, let's be real. Like, you do shit like that, like, that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get. You lock in for two battles. A nigga might not take that first battle seriously.
But man, he also got Briz.
Funny.
He got Briz right after Surf though. A week later.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, he got Briz.
Ain't that crazy? So I do think that he feels like Surf is the big one.
Of course, no shade of Briz, but I agree with that.
No shade to Briz.
Briz, my guy.
I do feel like that. You know what I mean? But when you double and triple booking niggas on the same league, so close.
That's dicey.
Yeah, it's dicey.
You've done that, though.
Dicey.
You've done that,
on
nigga.
Same
what are you talking
league?
About? You've done that.
No, on different leagues. On different leagues, bro.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Not the same league.
But what's the difference? You still battling, nigga.
It's different because you're going to look at, all right, if I lose this first one, I still got this joint. That's the main problem. Because that Rum Nitty that battled John John, I can't tell you that John John was super cooking. I could just tell you Rum was off his game.
I can see what you're saying. John John got
the
W.
I'm not
taking
no credit away from John
right.
John because I felt like John John was going to win anyway. But I can't say that he was super cooking. But I could tell you, I remember Rum Nitty being off his game. And then I feel like, how does that look to the fans? When niggas lose and then they get big battles right after.
Yeah. Yeah. It did look kind of Slim Shady-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It did look kind of funny style. I ain't going to hold you, though.
But you know what?
You know what I mean?
He got the opportunity to make people forget about the John John shit. And I'm hoping he takes that opportunity. Now, Surf is going to have a lot of gas that first round. Maybe half of the second round. Nah, maybe half of the second round. But we'll see where it goes. You know what I'm saying? My guess is he's just going to get up there in third round. He's going to talk about his life. He's going to give niggas updates and shit like that. And that's how he could win the battle. And see, this is why I feel like a nigga like him don't want to battle a nigga like me, because I'm not going to give a fuck about none of that shit. I fuck around, tell that nigga some shit, make his life look like, nigga, you've been playing all this time, nigga. You've been playing. You're a little boy.
What'd you think about Briz and Charlie Clips?
It's Charlie's opportunity to clean up that ass situation.
The ass situation was ugly, though, man. I ain't gonna hold you, though. I did not like Charlie talking about DVDs and fucking cigarettes for a whole
round. Yeah, I mean, he gotta wash off that wilding out shit, bro. You know what
you gotta
mean?
Rinse that off a little bit, right?
You gotta rinse that off. So that was the rinse off. Let's see what Charlie show up for this next joint. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Briz, I think the Briz is an awesome performer, but I still don't feel like Briz bodies anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I bugging?
Yeah, the cat. Well, I thought tripping? He'd be Arsenal clearly though.
But was it a body?
It was close though. I ain't gonna hold you though. No shade to Arsenal. What Briz is?
Was it a body?
Some people say yeah.
If you
ain't
gonna say
Briz, fuck Arsenal.
The way that Briz performs, but he just give me that Busta Rhymes feel, bro. Like
you said, Busta.
Like
Rhymes,
you a great rapper, but we not gonna make you the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. This nigga crazy at all.
Did I just hit it on the head though?
No, you don't have though.
You
don't have though.
You a dope rapper, but when we start talking about that top five, the Don't get mad if niggas don't mention you.
But you would agree Briz and T-Top is the leaders of the new school, right?
I would agree that. But are they going to be? I think T-Top is definitely on his way to legendary status.
I agree with that.
He lucked out. He caught me slipping. You know what I'm saying? And he knows it, too. When I see him, I'll be like, yo, what's up? He'll be like, yeah, yo, King. I got to thank you, King. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I'm like, what's up, bro?
Yeah,
what's up?
Man.
What's up with that? He's like, nah, King. Nah, King. I'm like, I ain't fucking with you, King.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but I fuck with Top. But Top, you know, he has the type of formula that could lead him there. I feel like Briz is like, he's kind of like Arsenal. Like, you can enjoy Arsenal, but it's not going to be many situations. Arsenal switched up his game later on.
He did.
Like, you see Arsenal.
He did. So when he was on Prime Time and all that, yeah.
I think after he battled me and I whooped his ass, he started incorporating more bars. You know what I mean? He always had the disrespectful shit, but he started calming down on the wacky shit and getting more bar fools. That's when he came up with, you can't spell bars without putting that arson in. He was the first dude that I hit with the, you don't got bars like that. You know what I mean?
Like that. That was the birth of that. Yeah, that's a fact.
That was the first
that was
time.
The birth of that
right.
On UW. Yeah. Shook and twerk.
And then by the time he got the Lux, we see a different Arsenal. That was a personal
Arsenal. Yeah, that
Arsenal
was clean.
You know what I mean?
Well, he think Arsenal won on
Arsenal.
Yeah, that was a clean Arsenal.
That Arsenal is the Arsenal that we're going to say, yeah, this nigga is one of the, he top, man. That Arsenal. I haven't seen Briz do that yet.
What you think about Sugar and Twerk?
I think that's going to be awesome. I think they both going to be gunning at Surf the whole fucking battle.
I think more Sugar than Twerk, though.
But I saw a tweet go out where Smurf said that it's just the battle for the dunce hat. So, I know Twerk. I've been around Twerk. I know Twerk is looking like, yo, why this nigga talking like, why you talking crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with this nigga? You know what I mean? Like, and I know Sugar's like, this nigga, this bitch ass nigga, man, whatever. So, I feel like that battle, if they put that battle right before Surf battle, it might help or it might. Nah, it might help Surf a lot.
You mean the momentum
Nitty,
part of it you're talking about?
Yeah, right. If Nitty is not, like, on some personal shit, it's going to seem like he's not even there. So he got to know what he's doing in this battle. He got to adjust his game. I love that he could punch, but at some point, a nigga got to realize a little bit more than that. You know what I mean? He toughed it out with Solomon. But this situation, you're going to need a little bit more than that. But there's a lot of things. Just in my mind, there's a lot of things Nitty can say to Surf that would give him the W. It's just whether he's going to say them or not.
All right. Math, can you promote Pac Juice one more time, brother, please?
That's it. Ain't there another battle, bro? There's another battle, right? I mean, Pac Juice is out. It's on Tidal. It's on Apple Music. It's on everything. It's on everything, bro. I mean, when you listen to it, make sure you got a nice set of time to sit down and just play it from beginning to the end because it's a movie. The whole shit is a movie. It's a real-life movie. It's a movie you could go look up. It's based on a true story. You know what I'm saying? The whole shit.
It's based on a true story.
Facts.
This nigga had.
Whole shit.
Yo, when is your next battle going to be announced?
I can't tell you, man. I don't know.
I'll leave that alone.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I could tell you it's another three of them things on the way.
That's what it is, man. Math Hoffa, I appreciate you always, my brother. Brooklyn, you already know what it is, man. Pac Juice, Keto, right. Listen to that shit, man. Hour and 5 minutes of dope music. You know what I mean? Math, I appreciate you, bro.
Yo, one more thing. I got on right. The GLOAT clothing. You know what I'm saying?
The GLOAT clothing,
I'm a fucking legend t-shirts. If you can, bro, I'm going to send you the link. If you love battle rap, if you love Hoffa, if you just want support, whatever, do Hoffa Gang for real. Click the link in the description to either cop Pac Juice, stream it, cop a I Love Battle Rap t-shirt, cop a I'm a Fucking Legend t-shirt, cop a Gloat of Bars t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Support this shit. Let's keep this shit going, man. Let's keep this shit going, man. Show the niggas that you fuck with, them. You dig what I'm saying?
You already, man.
Word.
You already, man.
Word. Yo, matter of fact, Letterman, you got some merchandise? Let me throw that in there too, bro. Like,
I got no merchandise, nigga.
Just go click play on like five more of his interviews. Click play on like five more. I know my name might not be in them, so they might not be that exciting, but you might want to just go click that. You know what I mean? And in closing, I want to say, Surf, you a bitch ass nigga. Suck my dick, nigga. And Hollow, you shook. You fooled. You know what it is. And what else? What else do I want to say? Yeah, get ready for another three of them things. Death comes in threes. Death comes in threes. It's going to be super nasty this time because they gave me more time to think about this shit. It's over. It's over. Hoffa. And for everybody out there living your life, wake up in the morning, I want y'all to think about what you could do in that day. If it was your last day, let's look at, rest in peace, XXXTentacion. Let's look at that situation and just think what you can do in that day that you will be comfortable. That was your last day on earth, that you'll be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, wake up with mentality. You know what I mean? When I wear these I'm a Fucking Legend t-shirts, when y'all see me in these shits, like, this is just the GLOAT. This is GLOAT talk, because I feel like you got to sing your own praises sometimes. We in a world full of fucking
people. You got to pop your collar sometimes.
Definitely. People will look at you and see that you get in love and hate that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to sing your praises. You feel like a fucking legend? Wear that shit. You fucked a lot of people? Wear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Man. That's
but
what
yeah,
it is, man.
Like,
man,
like I said, man, it's a testimony of never giving up. Never giving up. Niggas could call me, math is old. First of all, I'm not even as old as some of the niggas out here, but whatever. You know what I mean? Niggas say, math washed up. Still out here getting booked on the biggest leagues, and they know that I'm getting booked on all of them, and they still doing it, nigga. So it don't even matter what you think, nigga. It's going down regardless. You know what I'm saying? Death comes in threes, comes again. Pac Juice out now. Get the t-shirts, get the all that shit, man. Shout to Three Glitter, man. I have the realest interviews with you. I feel like I play the game with a lot of other interviewers. But with you, I just get to talk regular, except for when you get on your doubt and shit. I don't like that part.
Yeah,
we good. We good. I taught you. I don't prove you wrong. So I noticed you ain't give me all that. You ain't give me all that in this interview. Right?
No, I can't give you all that. I gotta show respect. It is what it is. I get on you when it has to get on you because I fucked with you so much. But nah, I gotta give it up. You know what I mean?
But yeah. The GLOAT. This is the GLOAT. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the champ.
Brooklyn.
He don't want it neither. Hoffa.
Easy, man. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Math Hoffa. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop.
One.